You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? In 16th century Japan, one man completely changed the art of tea. Forever. So how'd he do it? He found something truly beautiful in radical simplicity. Before him, tea ceremonies were just big, flashy shows of power for the rich. It was all about showing off with expensive Chinese imports called karamono. But he saw tea differently. You know, not about wealth, but about the spirit. He championed a new idea, called wabi, finding beauty in simple and perfect things. His revolution started with the teaware. He totally rejected all that perfect, pricey stuff. Instead, he celebrated humble, earthy items made by local Japanese artisans. Like these raku bowls, perfectly imperfect, you were really meant to feel them. Next up, the space itself. He swapped lavish halls for tiny little huts. I mean, his ideal tea room was incredibly small, just 1.5 tatami mats. This forced real intimacy and humility. Social status just disappeared at the door. And this new style, known as wabicha, was basically a spiritual practice. It's all guided by four principles: harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility. His legacy isn't just about tea. It's really about an entire way of mindful living. In the end, he's saying the deepest truths are found right here in this moment. He's a very unique artist. You could say he's a true artisan and a true materialist. He's a true artisan again, so to speak. He was necessary. He was disgusting, though. He was a real artisan. He was only worth some money. He was an artist. He was worth nothing. He was just a stone. He was a person. He was a doll. He was a mother. He was a child. He was a child. He was a man. He was a woman. He was a man. He was a woman. He was a man. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.